Today's podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattress. I love sleeping on my Casper mattress, which is absolutely the perfect combination of sink and bounce. Casper Mattress cuts out the middleman in terms of purchasing a mattress to get you the best deals because you are buying from them direct, and they ship you a Casper mattress right to your house in a box, which you get to open, which is incredibly fun because Casper is an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. They've got latex and memory foam combined to come together for better nights and brighter days. Plus, they've got a risk-free trial and return policy where you could be sleeping on that Casper mattress for 100 days with free delivery and a painless returns on a mattress made in America. It's $500 for a twin-size mattress, $950 for a king-size mattress, and compared that to the industry average, you're doing much better with Casper. Plus, you'll save $50 with a promo code ROB at Casper.com. So get $50 towards any mattress by visiting Casper.com/Rob. That's Casper.com/ROB. Terms and conditions apply. Hey, I'm Rob Sestradino, and I'm about to talk about the week in news sense, quote-unquote news, quasi-news, you name it, here with Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great. I'm right here.
Yes. All right. We are here live on blab.im. It is October 12th. 2015, and we're talking about all of the biggest stories happening in the world right now, Tyson.
Yes, the very biggest and brightest.
And that's why we are live here on blab.im. It is a little after 12 noon Eastern on Monday, a little after 9 a.m. here in Pacific time, and we are fired up and ready to go to kick off your week telling you about all of the most important stories happening in the world. Right, Tyson?
Every single one. Yeah, every single one.
And Tyson, this is an especially huge week because later on this week, you and I are going to be headed up to San Francisco to go to Blab headquarters for the first in-person Blab Up.
Yeah, just two guys hanging out in San Francisco having the times of their lives.
Yeah. I didn't even think of it that way. Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. What a fun trip it's going to be. Tyson, so we're going to be recording a show live from Blab. Do you have any ideas for this show that we're going to do in person? According to the information that I've received, it's going to be a capacity crowd there at the Blab headquarters this weekend.
Well, what is capacity?
I think there's going to be like 70 or 80 people there in attendance. So we have to perform in
really
front of a crowd. Do you have any ideas for what we should be doing for the live show?
Like a mime routine?
Some sort of a mime. I feel like if we did like some sort of like choreographed dance, I feel like that would be a real crowd pleaser.
Should we learn one of those NSYNC dances from one of their music videos?
I feel like that would be really impressive if we could do that. Unfortunately, I have no rhythm. Are you a good dancer?
I'm a decent dancer, yeah. No, I'm not professionally trained. Like, if I were on So You Think You Could Dance this season, I would be on the street side, not on the trained side.
Could we do, like, one of those things where it's, like, on, like, when they have, like, an old guy on Dancing with the Stars, like Shatner or, like, Gary Busey or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, the woman, like, kind of does everything and the guy is just kind of, like, doing, like, finger points and stuff like that. Could we do something like that?
So you're saying I'd have to carry the brunt.
Yeah, you do like a backflip, and I'm just sort of like pointing at you, and like, yeah.
And then I slide between your legs and stuff.
Yeah.
Very good.
I think the people there would be particularly impressed.
Yeah, I think, I guess first things first, we got to figure out our outfits.
All right, well, maybe that'll come up during the show today. We can come up with what our outfits are going to be for our big choreographed dance number. How's everything going in your world this week?
Fantastic. Rachel's family was in town to visit baby Bergen.
Yo.
And they drove from Arizona, which is like a 10-hour drive. And they drove here on Friday and left on Sunday.
Yeah. Is that stressful having a lot of guests at the house?
No, because we don't have a big enough house where they they're all accommodated. We have one guest bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like somebody can stay there, but then after that, we're at capacity as well.
Yeah, it's always stressful at my house when there are guests. It really puts my wife on edge.
Really?
Yes.
Nicole doesn't seem like the type of gal that would be on edge for anything.
I know. It's so weird. doesn't seem like the most minor things would bother her, but somehow, yeah, it's definitely wow. People seem to throw off her equilibrium.
Oh, that's great.
It doesn't seem like it. I like when people come to visit. I feel like it's like I'm visiting people and I don't have to leave my house.
How many guests can you fit in your house?
I think we have we could accommodate a lot. I think we're definitely going to have some guests coming when the baby is coming. But I know definitely that Nicole is already stressing about this in advance of when people are coming. I don't want people doing this. I don't want people saying this when they come and stuff like that. I'm like, let's not worry about that.
Wow. It sounds like she's going to develop ulcers pretty soon here.
You would think so. We spend a lot of time worrying about things that haven't happened yet. or what people might say in the future. And I said, let's not think about these things. Let's just have fun.
Yeah, but, live in the moment.
Yeah, in the moment.
Tomorrow right. will take care of itself.
Right. Tomorrow may never come. That's what what I say. And says, don't tell me what I should worry about. So
tomorrow may never come. Probably would just worry her more.
it would certainly frighten me. All right. So, guys, we're going to talk through all of these big news stories that we've accumulated through the week. But why don't we bring in a man who's been studying all of this? They call him the eye in the sky. He's been studying all these news stories all week long.
Hi from his helicopter, eye in the sky, Danny Bryson.
All right, let's bring in Danny, who is actually seemingly like he's not actually high up in the sky, but actually down below in the bunker. Danny, are you there?
If you're reading the news today, I mean, this is the place to be. Right.
Yeah. Yes. Down in a protected
world is swirling. There was a guy last week who declared that the end of the world was going to happen October 7th.
And what happened?
Well, it didn't. So they've revised their math. And, I'm just prepared here.
Have you guys ever been really freaked out about one of those doomsday prophecy, like end of the world dates?
No, not me. I think that if it happens, as long as I don't just get horribly injured, I'll be fine. If it's like, the end of the world and you're going to die immediately, I'd be like, oh, that's okay. But if it's like, you're going to get one of your legs chopped off and there's no hospitals anymore, then I'd be like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Turn me to ash. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to be really freaked out, like when I was in high school, about like, I used to watch a lot of those, like not unsolved mysteries, but I forget what it was called. Like they talk about like alien abductions and like end of the world type stuff. Like there was a lot of like those like Time Life books and stuff like that in the 90s, I feel like. And there was one about like, it was called like 5/5/2000, May 5th, 2000. I used to be really freaked out. They said like the polar ice caps were going to reverse that day. And then everything was going to like just completely end. And like for most of the 90s, I was really concerned about that.
Well, remember Y2K, right? Yeah. The whole world, planes were going to fall out of the sky.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
I think the computers were going to start over.
Well, even a couple of years ago in 2012, I feel like it was like December 21st, 2012. That was like the end of the Mayan calendar. That one I didn't really freak me out, but May 5th, 2000 was really, I was really worked up about that for several years. didn't know what I was going to do.
Can you describe your day on May 4th of that year?
Oh, well, by the time it actually came up, I wasn't really like, I was just like, whatever. But I feel like that for a good 5 or 6 years before, I was like really caught up in it. And I was really like very concerned about what I was going to do in terms of like, because like once the poles reverse, then all of the ice was going to melt and then like the water was going to come up and everybody was going to sort of drown. So I was like, I need to get to like Denver. I felt that would have been like the safest place to be, but I never ultimately, because I didn't think my parents would go for it. Like I was probably, I was like 12 or 13, like 14, like when I was worried about that. And I didn't think that they were going to listen to me.
So you were in junior high and high school.
Yeah. Like ninth grade. I was like, really like, and it speaks to like that, I did not have a lot of friends and people to like, or women that were interested in me that could have like taken my mind off of those sort of things.
Did you prophesy around campus?
No. I was really concerned about that. And then also Ebola. Also, I felt like ninth, 10th grade. I was really like, that was, around the time that I feel like, was it like Outbreak came out, and that would really upset me. Also, really very concerned about like end times at that in that.
Wow.
Era.
Speaking of the Ebola thing, I remember a kid offering me, let me set the stage for you. First of all, it was the last day of school in elementary school. I think I was like in third or fourth grade, and my favorite food in the world was snow cones. And it's still pretty high up on the list. And this kid offered me a half eaten snow cone, and I refused, thinking I could get AIDS. Because the AIDS thing was like so big, and I was just like, I don't know where or how or what. Yeah, and I was like, I refuse to take your half-eaten snow cone. I'm sorry. Yeah,
and yet you were going to bathhouses all the time.
Yeah, all the time as a fourth grader.
I had no idea. People just didn't know. Danny, do you have any ideas for Tyson and I for when we do the show live this weekend in San Francisco?
You know, I like the idea of a dance routine, but if we could do a dance routine, it has to be very well coordinated, and you have to have glitzy outfits. Yeah, you can't go half ass into a dance.
Like you're
routine.
Like thinking like full Liberace.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it'd be hard to find just one of those outfits, let alone two.
Two matching outfits.
Yeah. It'd be very tough. I don't know if we have an official tailor of this show.
I'm sure someone would crowdfund it, right?
It'll be very quick to have it thrown together. I'm not exactly sure how we'll do it, but something to think about for this week as the week goes by.
I'll be thinking about it a lot.
Let's talk about the biggest story going on here in the world, and everybody's talking about this. We report so much on fast food about this show, but the big thing that's happening is that there's been so many people reporting on Twitter that they've been trying out this new Burger King black bun hamburger. This Halloween Whopper. Is that the official name of it? Is that what it's called? Did you order the Halloween Whopper?
I think so. I don't know. Did you know that these originated in Japan?
Yeah, we had seen that. I feel like we had even talked about that. It was going on with
years ago.
Because they had also been doing like burgers with like a pink bun in Japan and like experimenting with like different bun colors. But that's all well and good until a number of people started flocking to social media to report that what they've been having some abnormal reports of people who have gone to the bathroom and have reported that they are having BMs, which are a different color, and that color is bright green. People are freaking out.
Yeah. BM, bowel movement. That was, thank you for using that. I would have been offended otherwise.
Yeah, try to keep it. So it's early in the morning. People are having coffee. Green. Yeah. And so, the world is really, the internet is on fire talking about this story. Is this a part of the attraction here with this Burger King hamburger, Tyson?
Yeah, I think it makes it a little spookier for sure.
It's definitely spooky.
Yeah, nothing's scarier than turning around and seeing a poop that's fluorescent green. Yeah,
that's a color it shouldn't be. You know, honestly, if you eat a whole bag of black licorice, which I may or may not have been guilty of in the past, it's the same. So I think it's just that a large amount of black food coloring is going mixed with stomach acid for some reason comes out green.
Is that true about the black licorice?
Yes, that is definitely true.
Yeah, I would be very concerned. I mean, I'm thank God for the internet because, I mean, if this was just some sort of like urban legend, if they had this like in the 80s or God forbid, you know, in the 90s when I'm worried about Ebola and 5-5-2000 and polar ice caps reversing and stuff like that. If you ate one of these and it's like, oh my God, I'm dying. And then how would you even like now you can go on Google and type in like, is it normal
green
that
poop.
My
green
that
poop
that
images.
My BM is green?
Yeah, you could even take a picture of it and have its facial recognition match up with other pictures of it on the internet.
Yeah. That's genius.
But I mean, people would be going to their doctor. People would be frantic.
I don't know about frantic.
No, some people would be frantic.
I think you let
13-year-old Rob would be frantic.
I would be very concerned.
Because this is what I would have done. Let's say that we green poo had been unbeknownst to all of us right now. I would let it pass, make another BM after that or a couple more and see if it returned to normal. And at that point, I would say, okay, whatever it was, it's gone. But have you never eaten like a whole plate full of beets or anything like that?
No, I don't live in Russia. I'm not a Russian peasant.
Yeah. Beets have a similar effect on, they also turn your urine pink.
Yeah. Some people are reporting it's taking up to 3 days to go back to normal from the Burger King hamburger.
That's well, 3 days of advertising for Burger King.
Yeah.
You're reminded of that Burger King every time. Burger. 3 days.
It's a really smart move by Burger King. Rob, I would challenge you to eat the black hamburger every day until it's no longer.
I don't even want it. I'm out on this. It's like, I feel like this is enough to cause me to not engage with the Burger King black hamburger, the Halloween hamburger.
Really? For some reason, it wouldn't stop me at all, even though I haven't. I mean, now that McDonald's serves lunch or serves breakfast all day, I have no reason to buy hamburgers.
Yeah.
Good point.
I do love McDonald's breakfast. But do you feel like, is this a PR nightmare for Burger King, or is this actually a good thing, Danny? What do you think?
Oh, this is a great thing for them. You read those tweets that are in the article. People are having a great time with their green poo. I mean, and Burger King is known for these types of stunts, right? They had that creepy king guy that showed up everywhere.
Oh, that was so good when he showed up in the behind Pacquiao behind Mayweather in the fight.
Yep. So. I mean, my 6-year-old boy, he never flushes the toilet, and I've always been shocked at the colors. I mean, silver, white, green, blue, and so I think it'd take a lot to shock.
What is he eating? Glitter.
I thought he was Play-Doh? Eating just candy, but maybe he's eating poisonous, toxic chemicals, because I've seen lots of colors. The whole rainbow is represented in every unflushed toilet in my house.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly which way to go, but it's like really has become like a major medical story. I saw articles from it's not just the BuzzFeeds of the world that are reporting on this. I said like CBS News is reporting on this, and it really has become a major story. They talked about it on SNL this weekend, but it's past even news. I don't know if you guys can see this. This is a story about that. People are now doing the green BM and Black Burger Halloween costume, which you can purchase on HalloweenCostumes.com.
Well, I think BK really hit it out of the park then.
Yeah.
And it's good to know that, you know, a dispute over a BM can never turn to violence.
Yeah, it really is odd. Do you think that more places will try to resort to other food coloring to try to get this desired result, Tyson?
Yeah, mildly poisoning your customers is a great marketing tip.
Yeah, do those Burger King wrappers have non-toxic written on them anywhere? Because I would probably be interested to see that after.
Yeah.
And also, you know, there's always the saying, once you go black, you never go back. So if it's... is true of the Whopper.
Of the Whopper.
We're in for a long ride.
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm not convinced on this. I probably won't ever do it, but I would love to hear from people in the comments whether they are, you know, consuming more, are more likely to do this or less likely to do this after this.
Or the same.
Or the same. Like I didn't think that the black bun was appetizing. It looks like it's just like completely burnt.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a hamburger should. Like we've been taught to,
Thank you, Tyson, for
correcting. We've been trained to recognize a hamburger as a lightly toasted white bun with a brownish goopy meat and then whatever vegetable toppings that you want to throw on there.
Right. Would you guys be more inclined if Burger King came out with a burger with a clear bun?
Like Crystal Pepsi?
Yes. Yeah, some sort of like a clear gelatinous type of bun. I feel like I would be much more inclined to do that, like some sort of
the very interesting
clear bun.
The challenge is out, BK. I'm sure you're tuning in right now. If you could make a clear bun, Rob is on board 100%.
Because I feel like if you were going to attack this in terms of if you were Wendy's, if you were McDonald's, like, hey, I'd like don't. Do you want Burger King messing with the color of your most
we're transparent,
right? Yeah. Right. We're not going to affect that. We don't. That should be that should be up to you. You know what colors are coming from you.
Yeah,
we're not messing with your color.
I get it with your digestive tract's palate.
We're not gonna mess with the delicate balance of your intestines. That's why we've invented the new clear crispy chicken sandwich
with probiotics.
With probiotics, right? We're looking out for you, looking out for
and
your
steroids.
Health. Okay. That's not the only big story going on this week regarding BMs from mammals, because there was a terrible scene that ended up coming from Florida, which is where scenes.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say a terrible scene in Florida. What?
Yeah. So police ended up showing up on the scene where a man was pacing, holding a machete near a man that was murdered. The deputies then showed up and shot the man with the machete because he looked like he was going to attack the police officers. Now, I know what you guys are thinking, that this is a Flocka story, but apparently it is not. the neighbor is reporting that this horrible murder scene ended up happening over a fight talking about the dog poop.
So the dog poop was black from eating the Burger King.
We don't
burgers?
Know.
Dog poop is always blackish.
That's true.
So,
I can understand both sides of this because
you can understand why a man might hack another man with a machete.
Well, both the stances, not necessarily to the extremes that were taken. But growing up, anytime you always watch like the person with the dog and it poops in the park and they pretend to pick it up with the plastic bag until everyone looks away and then they go on their way. And I was like, oh, well, that's pretty rude. And now that we have a dog of our own, I go out and then I just pretend like I'm not seeing Samson, our dog, take a little poo. But I mean, his poos are so small. So that's how I justify it to myself.
Probably smells just as bad if you step on it.
Worse, maybe.
Yeah.
And then I get out of there. So now I'm like, oh no, I'm both people.
Yeah.
That's a hypocrite.
You don't pick up after your dog, Tyson?
What? Did somebody ask me a question?
Well, what's the problem? It's gross to pick up after the dog?
Yeah. And it's also not really my dog. It's Rachel's dog.
It's Rachel's dog. And Rachel won't walk the dog. You have to walk the dog?
Well, I try not to, but once in a while I do.
Yeah.
And I already have my thing, because if somebody's like, hey, you're not picking up after your dog, I'm like, that's not my dog. And they're like,
what I like about the story, what I can appreciate about the story is that the guy went after the dog owner and not the dog. Because a lot of the problems aren't the dog's problems, it's the owner's problem. And while I don't condone hacking people to pieces with machetes, I can see why he, you know, at least went after the owner. Dog had no game to play.
Well, the thing that's unclear about this story is that we don't know who the dog owner was in this story. We don't know.
We don't know who did the hacking.
Yeah, we don't know if the dog owner was the guy who had the machete or not.
Like somebody. Excuse me, sir. Can you pick up your dog poop? No, I have this machete.
Yeah. Like, hey, mind your own business.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was the guy who was tired of the dog poop that had the machete. He went after the neighbor that was pooping on his lawn or letting his dog poop on his lawn. According By the way, the machete is such a strange choice. I mean, it's guns.
Yeah.
I mean, a gun costs as much as a machete.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really don't know. I mean, I'm looking through. There's really not a ton of details here. It's just all we know is that two men were fighting over dog poop. One man resorted to a machete, killed the other man, and then was shot by the police.
Oh, I could have. Yeah.
Mystery unsolved.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm as confused as I was when I saw the headline.
Yeah, so you have two dead men and nobody knows who
Tyson,
wanted
have
to pick
you
the poop
thought
up.
About when you go out and walk Rachel's dog and don't pick up the poop? Have you thought about bringing a machete with you so that would really entice so people to not say anything to you?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I usually just distance myself from the dog. Like, I don't have it on the leash when it's pooping, standing like somewhere else, like in the shadows, like watching it. And then when it's done, I'm like, okay, come on, bud. Come on. And then like if somebody looks at me while it's pooping, I'm like looking away like, oh, I didn't notice even that my dog was pooping. So like, how can I be held responsible and accountable for picking up that poop when I didn't even know it happened?
Do you have That's the dog horrible. On a leash up to a certain point and then you let the dog off the leash to go do its business and then?
No, I only take the dog out like late at night when nobody else is around.
Usually. Why do you just hold the dog over the balcony? Would that work with a dog?
We used to just let him poop on the balcony and then scoop it. Mm-hmm. But the balcony was getting so gross. So we just, now we make an effort to take him outside. And to be honest, he poops like all around. Like because we live in a townhome and there's just like strips of grass on our sidewalks. And he just goes poop there. And I haven't stepped in any of his poops personally yet. So I feel okay about it. Yeah.
I have a dog. We have a dog and who's also a little dog again, who was my wife's dog that she wanted. She really wanted a dog 9 years ago.
It teaches him responsibility.
It teaches him responsibility, except that now she doesn't want the dog anymore. But now we still can't get rid of it. And I just have to take care of it because she doesn't want to anymore. And so I walk the dog quite a bit, but I pick up after the dog. But there's a lot of people like in my neighborhood that have like a sign on their lawn that says like curb your dog. And then they're like a lot of times like people like look out the window at you if the dog is under the bed. So I don't really know what is the etiquette. Like if I'm picking up after the dog, is my dog allowed to poop wherever it wants? And then as long as I pick it up, so
not
like,
on private property. I think on those signs that say
curb your dog. What are they saying? Curb your dog.
I don't know what it means, to be honest.
It just probably means like control your dog.
So
I would say that you need to find a public place or a strip, because I think even if your dog's pooing and peeing on someone's lawn, that still does a little bit of damage to the lawn, whether you pick it up or not. But I think, maybe it depends. If people are fine with you picking up, then sure. But if I were a property owner with a front yard and someone would walk their dog over to my house and poo on it and then pick it up, I would not be okay with that.
If you were a property owner and I walked my dog over there, would you prefer that I had fed my dog a Burger King black bun before the dog uses your lawn as its bathroom? Would you prefer that it be camouflage, or is that harder to avoid then?
I prefer that all dogs eat this black Halloween burger just for the sake of eating it, but I would not want any poop on my lawn no matter what.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if more to come on that. If Tyson ever misses an episode of the show, we'll just assume that somebody got him with the machete after calling him out.
Or that I got arrested after carrying a machete.
Yeah. Okay. We talked last week on the show about the People app, where people are able to rate other people about like how they're doing in life and be able to give them feedback. According to this article published by the ACLU, the Chinese government is doing something similar, where they're giving each citizen a credit score that is reflecting their financial and political compliance based on what they and their friends do on the internet. The scoring system is going to be mandatory by 2020 and is going to be run by two companies that run all these social networks in China. And the scores are public. So basically, by how model of a citizen you are, you get a number and then everybody can see your number. And then if you have a low number, then people who associate with you also get their numbers lowered.
Wow. You know, Danny actually lived in China for a number of months. So do you see this improving life in China? Yeah.
What was your score? My score would have been really low. I was tutoring Chinese people as well as working, and I was always being kind of hard on China. You know, I was really frustrated because getting onto Facebook was extremely difficult.
You had to run it through a VPN.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of, they call it the firewall, Great Firewall of China.
Yeah.
And did you come up with that? No, I wish. I could probably say yes, because nobody in China could tweet that I hadn't come up with it, because I can't get around the firewall.
The Great Firewall of China.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I can see it happening. I mean, Alibaba and Tencent, I don't know if that's how they pronounce it, are the two sites that are going to do it. And they control all of the social media, or at least a lot of it in China. And it'd be kind of terrifying. I guarantee you I could not be friends with Tyson, because Tyson will say all sorts of things that, you know, would be considered the words of a dissident. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'd probably unfriend you right away.
Yeah,
you'd have to. So you have to be compliant with the government in full support. And what are the other things that can win you favor? That's it.
Yeah, well, so it's kind of like a credit score. And if you have a high score, supposedly you can get visas easier to places like Singapore and other places.
Because you're more likely to come back.
Yeah,
you get rewarded for stuff.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like here, if they did that, it would be what would it be based on?
Props. How many props you have on Blab?
How many props you have on Blab?
Yeah. So when you get the most props, then you get visas to travel to other parts of the country.
That's why I'm already in a Chinese prison with the cement.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's what happened. Not enough props. So
it would be like the NSA was the ones that was ranking us based on spying on us.
Yeah. With the agreement of Facebook and Twitter. Yeah, I mean they're kind of working with them.
Wow. Right.
And but where you have like I guess is this like how they get your clout score? Is that how they determine this of like the things that you're speaking about?
What do you mean?
Yeah,
clout.
Clout
score. You don't know clout score?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's a thing. Like they're always telling you like, "Oh, your clout score has gone up." And it's like, "I don't even know what I did." And I think
it's a reading that looks at all of your social media and gives you like some kind of rating among the social media, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is a clout score, but also with your political support involved as well.
Yeah. And then it's like, then you could give people a K for doing certain things. If like, Tyson just said something very patriotic. I'm giving him a plus one on his clout score.
What's my clout score right now?
I don't know. I think that's also public, but I don't know how to ultimately see it. I feel like it doesn't really matter what you do. I feel like I've hovered around like 72 for like the last like 3 or 4 years. And I feel like
is that good?
I don't know.
You know that stagnation is almost is worse or as bad as digression. I heard something similar to that at some point.
Yeah, I don't really know if they've gotten better. That according to this article from Slate in 2014, they say the clout score is basically dead, but it finally matters. Yeah.
No. It's dead, but it matters now.
Yeah. But do you think that this is something that will hold, Danny? Do you think that there is going to be enough social change in the next few years to avoid this from happening?
No. I mean, having lived there in China, these people are terrified. They're afraid to say anything. The woman, one of the women that I taught, she wanted to be critical of the government, but even in our apartment was afraid to say anything.
Wow.
So, I mean, I can just see it silencing a lot of the people in China who, you know, right now are maybe vocal through social media outlets, but they'll be too scared.
So do you think that this is something that we could ever see happening here in America or in the West?
Not if Donald Trump is elected president. Or maybe if he was elected president.
I feel like it'd be more likely.
You're right. You'd have a Patriot score.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You don't mean if, you mean when Donald Trump is elected. When?
How much money have you contributed, Tyson? Maximum for all of your wife and your child?
To the Trump fund?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he even need public money?
I don't think so, but neither do any of them.
All right. Well, another story going on this week is that a study came out in Britain where they found that, you know, there's so many people that are vegetarians and it's such a hip thing to do to be a vegetarian that over one third of British vegetarians have eaten meat when they drink. And there's many people who, as soon as they get drunk, go out and eat meat. Is this an actual concern? And does it count if you're a vegetarian if you eat meat when you're drunk, Tyson?
Well, I mean, does getting herpes when you're drunk count for anything? I think it definitely does count. All these vegetarians on their high horses looking down their noses only come to find out they probably eat more meat than us because they're getting smashed every single night. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm vegetarian, except for every night when I get drunk and eat like double pepperoni meat lover pizza.
Yeah. Danny, you're not a vegetarian, are you?
No, I'm a carnivore.
Yeah. Are there a lot of vegetarians?
Yeah, he's a full carnivore, not even an omnivore. He only eats meat.
Tyson, is vegan and vegetarianism, is that popular in Utah?
Not as popular as where you're at, Rob, but yeah, it definitely exists.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have some friends who are vegan. They're still my friends, surprisingly enough.
When Aris and Christy came to visit you, did you have to prepare a special vegan cuisine for them?
Well, let me tell you a little secret. Aris will say he's vegetarian, but eat every single type of meat twice over. Like he has no problem. He's like, oh, yeah, we're vegetarian. I was like, oh, do you want this filet mignon? And he's like, of course.
Was he drunk?
No, not at all. So, and Christy will eat fish.
Yeah.
So I made salmon and filet mignon.
Okay. Now Tyson, you know, you don't drink either. If you became a vegan or a vegetarian, would you also take up drinking to get in the occasional,
to get my meat,
yes,
my meat fix?
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd have any other choice.
Yeah. Now, is it just like, is it where you just have like one drink? Could you have like, you know, half a beer and it's like, well now, you know, it doesn't count because I'm drinking. Is it like smoking? It's like, well, I only eat meat when I drink.
Yeah, I was going to say that. There's so many people that are like, I only smoke when I drink. And you're like, yeah, but you drink all the time. So that could be for an alcoholic. Any alcoholic could claim vegetarianism.
Yeah.
Now, I only eat meat when I'm drinking.
How many vegetarians do you think after a couple of drinks are headed over to Burger King to try out the new Halloween Whopper?
Probably like 99% of them.
The only thing is, if you eat a hamburger, right, while drunk, well, you can't hide it from people because now you've got this green poo.
Yeah, it's like a scarlet letter.
Yeah.
On your chest.
Emerald letter.
Yeah, the emerald letter.
Yeah.
In the toilet.
Now, if you're already a vegan and eating so much vegetables and broccoli and spinach and whatnot, I mean, would you be able to know the difference if you had a black Whopper?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think broccoli turns your poop green.
But if you ate enough of it.
Well, maybe.
All that chlorophyll.
It does something. Yeah, there is fiber and stuff in there. But I think the black Whopper is definitely more of a synthetic coloration than a natural coloration.
Could Burger King market it as, oh, it's the new kale bun, and sort of like market it as it's so healthy for you, and that's why you end up with the green poo?
I think so, but people would find out they're lying pretty quick.
Also, that's not how you market food these days. You want bacon wrapped this or cheese stuffed that. You want things that like blow people's minds.
Yeah,
you don't want to be safe. You don't do a kale bun. You do something that makes you shoot fire out your anus.
Yeah.
I was watching football yesterday and they had commercials for like some sort of like bacon wrapped like brisket flatbread sandwich. I was like, really? We're putting bacon on steak sandwich now?
Yeah. We're using shock and awe as a food selling tactic.
What we're doing is we're flagrantly throwing all the rules of health in the faces of the scientists.
Yeah.
Oh, mostly vegetables is healthy? Well, I'm going to eat raw bacon wrapped with cooked bacon wrapped with raw bacon jammed
stuffed in cookie dough.
Yeah.
On a black bun.
Yes, two black buns.
Black bun, dude.
Yeah. Okay. So you know, we've talked about you know, things that are biodegradable between the number of these stories that we've talked about so far, but there's a new company that's coming out with a line of compostable jeans to be able to make your fashion more environmentally friendly. Tyson, you have famously discussed the skinny jeans on more than one occasion. Would you wear a pair of skinny compostable jeans?
I guess if they were given to me, and depending on how compostable they are, because what if they compost right off your legs while you're wearing them?
right.
But like it starts to rain and then you end up in your pants.
Yeah, it's like or like this gooey mess like dripping down your legs, just like as it kind of like composted. Yeah. I think my mom would like it because she has a compost pile at her house that then she puts into her garden. So it's like, oh, these jeans are old. I'll just throw them in the compost pile and then use them as fertilizer in a couple weeks. But if you delve a little bit deeper into the story, you find out that compostable jeans are not far off regular jeans.
Right.
And because regular jeans are also mostly compostable because they're made out of 100% cotton or 100% hemp, like these jeans. Their only thing is they're like, we use a little bit less dye, so it's less toxic.
Yeah, and, they're not the Burger King bun of jeans.
Yeah, exactly. So in a sense, the universe is at an equilibrium because all the dye is being used for these Burger King buns and not so much on the jeans.
Are there really big jean piles like accumulating in our landfills? Is that a major problem right now of just like just denim a mile high in the landfill?
No, because don't old ladies make quilts out of them like with the back pockets on it and stuff?
Yeah. What if you take your jeans and turn them into jorts when they're starting to get like holes in
your
knee?
You're supposed to.
Yeah.
It's reuse, recycle, whatever, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what you're supposed to do.
Man, is that I'm better? Bright. I mean, should we be outfitting the homeless in jorts just to make better use of the jeans? If there's a big, like a, are the
a lot of them the already wear bags? Jorts.
Yeah.
A lot of them already wear jorts. I think skinny jorts are nice on people.
Yeah. Cause I think that it's really around the leg and the knee. It's, I think we're supposed to get uncomfortable. I think that skinny jorts could be a thing.
So, yeah. Skinny jorts are a thing.
All right. PopSugar.com has released a list of the 11 new slang words that that people need to know. Of course, we always try to stay on top of the times and make sure we're knowing all of the new slang. So why don't we just do a quick run through for us and our listeners so we're on top of this.
I probably already know all this stuff, but yeah, let's do it.
Okay, 11 new slang terms. Okay, number one, extra. So if somebody calls you extra, it means you are going a little too hard over the top.
Yeah. So instead of saying smacks of effort or reeks of effort, you can just say extra. I like that. That's shortened down.
So how do you use it in a sentence?
Bro, you're being extra.
I'm being extra. And if I say extra what, that means I'm a total loser.
Yeah, that means you're not hip to the times.
Okay. So you're being too extra. You're trying too hard if you're extra.
Yeah.
Okay, number two is snatched. According to this, snatched is the new fleek.
So let's see how you would say that.
Okay, so you're basically, according to this, they say if your eyebrows are slaying, snatched. They're snatched. So is this show snatched today?
I hope so.
I do too. Whenever I hear that word, I just think of the movie.
Yeah, me too. Or like taking something or stealing it.
But it's the new on fleek.
Are you saying it because you want to steal it? It's so good. It's like, oh, those are snatched. I would take that. I would grab that and make it mine.
I like that. That is a good explanation for the word.
Okay. All right. So you would say like, boy, that microphone is snatched.
Yeah. I snatched it from Rob who sent it to me willingly.
Okay. Another new slang term is sus. It comes from the word suspect. It means somebody is sketchy.
Well, I think we already have sketch. So
yeah, it's sketch. The
same fact as sketch. It's just sus.
Okay.
Oh, she's totally sus.
All right. The word, not sus, but sis. Sis is the new bro. You can replace, instead of calling somebody bro, you can call them sis.
I was just starting to use bra, right? Like bra. It sucks that they changed it when I was just getting into bra.
So can you, are girls sis or is everybody sis?
I think you can call everybody sis. I think that's about right. This doesn't quite explain it.
Okay.
Okay. Another one is boots. And so that you can use the word boots at the end of an adjective or a verb to add emphasis to whatever you're saying. So if you're really tired, you could say you're really tired boots.
So this boots. Boo is green boots.
No.
Yeah, that maybe.
Work? Is that acceptable?
Yeah, but you said it wrong. The poo is green boots.
Boots.
Boots is a noun that is all encompassing. Basically, is what I'm learning.
Okay, I'm not really sure if I know how to use boots.
Correctly. I do.
Okay, hunty.
His hat is pink boots.
Your hunty are your best friends in your group. So I guess Danny would be one of Tyson's hunties,
or I would be one of his.
Yeah. We're hunties together.
Yeah.
Thing.
Okay.
Hunties. Besties. Instead of besties, it's hunties.
Besties. OTP for one true pairing.
One.
Yeah. Yep. That one I knew.
I like that one because there's a lot of celebrity couplings that I just, when the OTP breaks apart, I can't believe it.
Okay.
So who's your OTP?
My OTP, David Beckham and what is her name?
Victoria.
Victoria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if they broke up,
coupling. Yeah.
If they broke up, you just couldn't.
I couldn't handle it. They're my OTP.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay. Number eight is a stan. A stan is internet's word for fan. So if you're somebody's fan, you can stan. Stanning is a thing.
Stanning is a thing.
Yeah. Stan is a super fan. I'm not sure if stan is the noun or the verb.
I think stan is a noun. Oh, but you can probably use it as a verb too. Yeah. See here, it says stanning is also a thing.
It's from the Eminem song, according to Jif Probst in the Charvel. I know that. That I know.
Yeah.
It's a noun and a verb. Okay. There's goals AF. which for the AF stands for A and then the F word. So, or as and then the F word.
Yeah,
so
as and then the F word.
Goals AF is referring to something that you admire or want. So, for example.
So bad that it's an AF at the end of it.
Yes. Yes. So you could say that that Beyonce is goals AF.
Yeah, that would mean that you are trying to be like Beyonce, correct?
Yeah, so if you, so you would say that about something that you want to do, like yeah. For instance, like if you want to say like, I want to win that bike race, it's my goals AF.
Yeah, that's my goals. That's my goal AF.
Okay.
Goals AF, yeah.
Ship, I feel like we knew this one. That's when you want to combine a couple.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. And then Netflix and chill, which I feel like we've been on top of.
Yeah, you guys say that all the time.
Yeah.
You said it like every podcast
from yeah.
yes. last one.
No, yeah, no. Netflix and chill.
I've asked my wife on numerous occasions if she wants to Netflix and chill with me, and she does not. She doesn't even want to watch Netflix, let alone chill.
That's because there's nothing on Netflix.
Is that what it is?
You binge watch all the good shows and then there's nothing new for a couple months.
Yeah, I just rewatch all the nature stuff again.
And since we're talking about, you know, what's trending and all these different things, just staying on top of everything, just so everybody knows here, when we're taking our selfies, according to E! Online, the duck face is out and there's a new face you're supposed to be making, which they're calling the fish gape.
The fish gape.
Yes.
They love amphibious animals, I guess, in the selfie.
There's more world. Of a fish gape than...
Am I doing it?
I was practicing it, and I did... It's like, what, I just returned from the dentist face? Like,
it's like a lazy... Yeah, it's like a lazy, like, mouth open.
Like, this is like yeah, duck face, but then it's like it's just sort of like...
Slightly agape.
Yeah.
Fish How's gape. Mine look?
That's pretty good. I think you're a natural, Tyson. I think you can.
No, that's too hard.
I'm good. It's just a lazy open mouth, dude.
Looks like I'm having a small like seizure or some kind of thing going on in my short circuiting.
I think my default self, I go full gape. I'm just like,
let's see, just huge mouth open.
Yes, I do. I call this the Snapchat the vomiting rainbows.
The guzzler.
Yes. Yes. Which is basically that's what I'm just like going with. Just like I'm so feigning complete excitement.
Yeah, I see.
Full game.
I like that one too.
Full game. That's my
and that may be the thing in the future, you know, and you're ahead of the curve again. Because you were doing fish gape earlier.
Yes. To always be ahead of the selfie curve. That is my goals AF.
Top of your list, yeah.
Goal, that's your goals AF.
Goals AF. Goals AF. All right. So this is another wild story. So there's a woman who was wanted for identity theft recently in Oregon.
Sounds too spectacular so far.
Yes, and she was discovered by a construction worker who found her in a very unusual place. She was hiding inside of a portable toilet.
Oh, like down inside in all the gunk and mess?
The blue. It's all blue. It's like this blue chemical.
Yeah.
Mixture, like composting
crap.
Well,
it was blue, and then they went to Burger King, and now it's green.
It was all greenish.
Yeah, it's all so green.
They pulled her out, and it was like a greenish. How long was she down there for?
Danny, do you know how long she was down there for?
I think she was down there just for a moment. So she was wanted for identity theft. And she took off. And so she was running from the cops. She climbed a fence into a property and they found her on that property in the porta potty. A construction worker did. So she wasn't in there for very long.
Yeah. Okay. So she was down there for a bit.
And so they heard a splash and thought nothing of it. They're just like, oh, whatever, Burger King burger.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah. I think it was just 20 minutes, according to this article. And so
that's still a long time. Like I can't even stand on the outside of one of those toilets for 20 minutes.
Yeah. And so somebody saw her running in there and she went in there for 20 minutes and then ultimately they found her. You would think it'd be hard to even fit in the hole.
Yeah. I thought about that, but maybe
she
there's something.
Dainty.
Yeah. Maybe she's dainty. Maybe you could lift it up like the whole bench seat and climb in.
Oh yeah.
I would rather take a poo next to the porta potty than in the porta potty itself. That's how much I hate porta potties.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Can we still do pee breaks here?
You can. Phil, go right ahead.
Okay. Danny's never experienced this.
Yeah.
Danny,
do you have the prostate of like a 75-year-old man? Oh, yeah.
And he was drinking all that steez.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, he had to get super caffeinated to get through this show. So maybe we should set up a porta potty just right in Tyson's living room where he could then just be podcasting from with just inside.
Yeah,
where it's like close enough where he could just reach inside, like just go inside the porta potty, but like take the wire in there and then just go from there. And then we can also check to see if anybody's hiding in there after committing identity theft. I mean, I can understand sort of like, okay, if you committed murder, going to go hide in the porta potty. Like, no. at what point, where is the line for the charge? Like, are you doing life in prison for the identity theft? Like, whose identity did she steal?
Harrison Ford's, maybe?
I don't know. Like, she's the fugitive?
Well, Rachel posted her social security number on Snapchat once, so maybe that's...
Is she impersonating Rachel?
Could be. Rachel likes to hide in porta potties. Is she just taking on the actions of the identity that she stole, or was she actually hiding from the authorities?
It's like if they capture you for committing identity theft, the punishment should be you have to live in a porta potty.
Now, occasionally there have been stories of people who hide, perverts who hide down in porta potties.
Oh, no.
And get upskirt shots.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a thing that pops up every now and then. You'll see a story in the news about someone who's hiding down there.
Well, Tyson, would be a hell of a place to get a good scare from somebody.
Oh, my God. Rawr!
That would be one hell of a Snapchat.
I'm contemplating how I can do this without getting dirty.
Yeah. Maybe could you get like some sort of like a robot arm
down there? A
robot down
there.
And then like a remote control of like some sort of joystick.
Yeah, I think we could do it. Oh, I'd also like to say that I will never take a pee break again.
Why? What happened?
Nothing. That happened fine, but I can refrain from drinking this liquid. I just always drink a bunch of liquid in the morning because doctors have said it's healthy for you. So I get up like 15 minutes before the show starts and pound two glasses of water. Mm. And then I fill another one and have another drink here by me. So I'm just ready to explode.
Okay. Well, I'm surprised how fast you were.
I didn't wash my hands.
Someone asked if you washed your hands, and I was wondering the same thing.
No, this is the one time I won't wash my hands is when I'm doing podcast. So don't come over to my house and handle my microphone with your mouth.
It's just you can just like get like a like Purell it like the whole thing after the fact.
Yeah. Just spritz it. Well, I washed my dong last night when I took a shower. You know, so it's
fair enough. Fair enough. All right. Then over in Iceland, according to Yahoo, a woman was on a tour. And then was reported missing. And then she returned to the tour bus after changing her clothes and nobody recognized her. And then when the report of the missing person was circulated, the woman unknowingly joined the search party of over 50 people before eventually realizing that she was the missing person.
So she found herself and claimed the reward.
I'm not sure if there was a reward.
Oh, it's so good. But it's
at what point do you realize that the person that everybody's looking for is you?
Well, how worthless of a searcher are you if you don't even know who you're looking for?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They didn't hand out pictures how pointless is the search if no one's been given an image of the person they're looking for?
Yeah. I guess this is probably the closest as it comes to like attending your own funeral. Like, I think that'd be probably pretty fun. To be able to go on a missing person search for you, because you could like talk to everybody like, oh my God,
will we ever see Tyson again? What do you remember about him? And then, I see an Adam Sandler movie here somewhere.
Yeah, because like, there's some people that are probably going to just be like on their phones and like half-assing it like, hey, Tyson, where are you? I'm like, okay. And it's like, you don't even care if you find this person, do you? Like, well, not really.
Not at all.
It's me. You were looking for me. Or do you think that then that person then at some point realizes that they're looking for them and then is very embarrassed to sort of say like, you know what? You know that person that you guys have spent the whole day looking for on this trip and ruined your whole time? Like, I think it was me. I think you guys were looking for me. You know, embarrassing either way.
How do you go about being like, oh, hey, guys, I know we were looking out here for like 6 hours straight, but I'm afraid that it's me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be very, very embarrassing because I think that people like, because if people paid money to go on this trip, not to go like play hide and go seek with you in Iceland.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. Maybe they did. We don't know what they signed up for.
It was fun to go play Manhunt. So we'll see. Now, did anybody look in the porta potty for this woman?
No.
They don't have porta potties in Iceland. It's a beautiful place. They wouldn't tarnish the landscape with something like that, like a honey bucket. Over here, the porta potties are actually called honey buckets, right, Tyson?
Yep.
Which seems like a misleading term, because if you reach down and grab some of that stuff, it's not going to be honey in that toilet.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Then I got one more news story. This is from Vindy.com is talking about a person that partaked so much in smoking marijuana that they got so high that they saw no other alternative than to call the police and tell them that they were just to report that they were just way too high on marijuana.
Yeah, that's a story that's happened in the past. But what I like about this story is when they went over to investigate.
Yes. What happened?
Well, it says that they went over and the police found a man lying in the fetal position, groaning and surrounded by Doritos, Goldfish, and Chips Ahoy. The man was also complaining that he could not feel his hands. The police did not charge him with anything because probably in entertainment value, they were like, that was hilarious.
Yeah. Wow. This guy came away from it without even being charged.
Yeah. So I guess the secret here is if you're going to do marijuana, do so much that when the police find you, they think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I guess so. And then just sort of turn yourself in.
Yeah. And then turn yourself in. Call 911. Because I imagine like the Doritos, just like crumbs and bags, half open bags everywhere, just stuff smushed on his face, cheese powder all over. Just like,
Right. Like you definitely could get a strong visual with this story. Now, did this man attempt to get over to Burger King?
I think he tried, but I that's what he should have called. He should have been like, hey, 911. Yeah, I'm too high to drive and I'm being safe. But can you bring me six of those Halloween Whoppers?
I think that even without the weed, just eating all of that might warrant a call.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, oh, my stomach hurts so bad. Please, someone come scoop me up off the floor in my own filth.
Yeah, I'm about to have diarrhea and I can't move.
I can't get to the toilet.
I can't feel my hands and feet. Yeah. Yeah. So that's a very, very funny thing to do in terms of calling the police. And you don't have to go hide in the porta potty either if you are convicted of those crimes.
But he wasn't hiding. He was relieving himself.
Yeah. Now, I'm surprised that, though, in Ohio, and again, that I'm not familiar with Ohio law. I mean, if you are doing a controlled substance and then you call the police on yourself, that like, aren't they under some obligation? Like, is this just like a thing like where it's like a speeding ticket where the police could just look the other way?
I think so.
I think we've gotten to the point where weed isn't really that big of a deal, as long as not in huge quantities. You're not driving.
It sounds like it was huge quantities for this guy.
Yeah, but it was all for personal use. He wasn't distributing.
Yeah, I mean, Danny also sent me a story of or was that you, Rob? The 1,000 pounds of marijuana that was dropped on a doghouse.
Yeah, that they didn't know exactly what had happened. It had like fallen out of a plane or a drone or something.
Maybe this guy had gotten his hands on that.
Yeah.
And it was like, I guess I just eat it all. I've never done this before.
Yeah. And he ended up just doing it. But they didn't know what was going on. If that was like some sort of like unmanned flight or something like that. If it just fell out of the sky.
Yeah. Well, all of this could link back to the lady hiding in the porta potty.
Okay. All right. Well, before we start to wrap this up, let's just check in if any of you guys have some things to add to these stories before we get out of here for the week. Adam, how you doing?
Adam, what's up?
Good. Hey, how are you guys going?
Very good. Adam's good. Watching all the way from Australia. Do you guys have the Burger King Halloween Whopper in Australia?
Unfortunately, we don't. Australians not really big on Halloween, and it's like it really sucks around here because we don't get to have all the fun.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I'm not a big Halloween guy.
Who would you dress as, Adam, if you did Halloween over there? Would you dress as me or Rob?
I did dress up as a survivor once for like a Halloween party, and it was, I think I had like a Galang buff, so I have to go with you then.
That's me.
All right. So, Adam, what's your question?
Well, I've got a story here. Taylor Swift apparently has broken up with Calvin Harris.
No.
He got a happy ending at a massage.
Yeah, he got a happy ending at a massage parlor in Thailand.
Oh, no.
You just had to relax, man. That's like peak relaxation right there, right?
Why doesn't Taylor have any luck with these men?
Yeah.
She likes the bad boys, clearly, Rob.
Until they do something bad.
Has she considered somebody with a dad bod? These dad bod guys aren't going to the happy ending massage parlor. They're probably just happy to be.
They are. It's the only place they can get touched
erotically.
Right.
Yeah. They're
right.
They have to go there.
So, Adam, who would you think would be a good match for Taylor Swift now that this is over?
Well, selfishly, I think me, but realistically,
do you have any other potential suitors besides Taylor Swift?
Well, no.
Okay, well, then maybe let's make her number one and see if we can get this thing going.
I'm shipping it.
You're shipping it?
That's your goals AF.
That's relationship goals. Yeah.
Well, that's on my OTP, Adam and Taylor Swift.
Together. No, would you take on her last name or would you force her to take your last name?
Well, I mean, I would be open to it. We could hyphenate it. I'm a big fan of the hyphenating thing.
Okay.
There's a couple on like Dancing with the Stars in America and they're married and I think they've hyphenated and taken both each other's names as well.
Yeah, that all happens sometimes.
Yeah. No, I think that's great. I think I'm all for that.
Okay. All right, Adam.
Yeah. Swifty gets on.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks for the call. Okay.
Have a good day,
Adam. All right, good stuff.
See you guys.
Adam's on top of the ball with the news.
Yeah, he is. He always has some good news for us.
Okay. As we're starting to wind down, what's the hashtag for this episode?
Let's see. We've got full Liberace.
Full Liberace.
Or Great Firewall of China.
Great Firewall of China is really good. It's long though.
Who cares?
Yeah. Okay.
I say we do Great Firewall of China.
Let's do that. I think that's pretty good. And hopefully some people in China will be able to enjoy this edition of the podcast.
I think they will. And where do people send stories if they have them?
You know what? If they do have them, why don't we just have them either... why don't they send them on Twitter to the Spice and Intern?
Okay, to Lita. The Spice and Intern Lita. At the Spice and Intern. Lita's on here.
I know. Are you able to come on and talk people through the process? I know it's. I'm not sure if she's at work or not today. I know it's Columbus Day. You guys have any big Columbus Day plans?
I think I'm going to go get McDonald's breakfast for lunch.
Okay.
Danny, you into that?
No, I will never go there.
You'll never go to McDonald's?
Well, no. And I tried to explain this to you yesterday, Tyson. They don't have the...
The McGriddle.
The McGriddle.
Did you explore it and for sure they don't have the McGriddle?
I don't know for sure, but you just sounded like you weren't
positive
they did. And I'm a McGriddle guy through and through.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'll check and see if they have McGriddles available for lunch.
All right. Well, we'll see. And then, we're in the process of figuring out the best way to be able to send us in more stuff. But you can post in the comments as well. And we definitely appreciate that. And so anything else before we sign off today?
No, I think we did a great job.
Very fun. I was going to say that you should come out and see us in San Francisco this weekend, but I believe, according to what I've gotten in my email this morning, that I think we're at capacity already for this weekend. But, if anything is going on while we're up there that we could have people come to in the Bay Area, we'll be sure to let you guys know. Great job again, Danny. You could follow Danny on Twitter. He's at Danny Bryson.
Yep. You won't be following much.
Okay. Do you tweet a lot?
I average one tweet every 6 months.
That's okay. Pretty good.
That's twice
like
a
the
year.
Perfect amount of tweet. Like if I'm following someone, that's how much I prefer they tweet.
Yeah. Keeps the news feed from getting too flooded.
Yeah. You don't want it to get clogged.
Okay. Yes. And so, of course, you follow Tyson on Twitter. He's at Tyson Apostle. We'll be back with a show. Are we doing a show next Monday or is the show that we're doing this weekend the show, Tyson?
It depends. Maybe if we can use that, we may as well. If we can't, or if we can use part of it and then do a shortened version of this, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I feel like, if the show that we do on Saturday is good and is usable, that should be the show. And I feel like if the show that we do somehow, for whatever reason, is not good or does not work, then I feel like we should do a different show.
Okay.
Okay.
Deal.
That's the idea. All right. Looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say in the comments on robinswebsite.com. Until next week, take care, everybody. Bye.
Okay, see ya.
Yep, see ya.